Funeral services come today in Texas for Botham Jean, a black man who was shot and killed by a white Dallas police officer. She says she entered the wrong apartment. She's been charged with manslaughter. Today, members of Jean's congregation say they want to focus on Botham Jean's life. From our member station KERA in Dallas, Rachel Osier-Lindley reports.
Singing in the church was always part of Botham Jean's life, first growing up in St. Lucia, then in college in Arkansas, as a member of Harding University's Christian a cappella group. And for the past 2 years, at Dallas West Church of Christ, where friends called him Bo.
The last Sunday that we were privileged to be in Bo's presence, he led a song called Let It Rise.
Jeremy Bonner is a fellow worship leader in the Dallas church.
He had the type of spirit that was very humble. Although he was a good singer and a very good song leader, he didn't allow that to make him haughty or proud.
Dallas West member Jessica Berry also attended Harding, and the two struck up a friendship.
He's all about action. He was passionate, and he didn't settle for mediocrity at all. And you could hear that in his voice every time.
The congregation's close-knit, and John was known for his helpful and loving nature.
You felt like you could connect with him. No matter how old you were, what walk of life that you had, you knew that you were special to both of them in that moment whenever y'all met. And that's the person that both of them was.
His death has sparked outrage and raised many questions. In an arrest affidavit, Officer Amber Geiger claims she mistakenly entered John's apartment and thought he was an intruder. Lawyers for Jean's family dispute Geiger's story. The goal today, though, is celebration. Sammy Berry is a minister at Dallas West Church. He says the message will be one of care, one of love, and one of hope.
We're going to let the world know that he was an outstanding black man having an impact. We're going to also present a spirit of forgiveness. But in that spirit of forgiveness, we want justice as well.
The investigation is ongoing. The case will eventually be sent to a grand jury. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley in Dallas.